So, the person data repository actually evolved from practical needs, also from the projects at the academy. It concerned the handling of data about persons that were either original prosopographical data or a byproduct of research. It was agreed upon that this data should be published and made retrievable, not only academy-wide. The projects had the main period covered in common, the 19th century, as it's still today, but the material was very diverse and the personal data differed in depth and type. Therefore, it was thought of how to manage such heterogeneous conditions. The quintessence was to invent a tool or infrastructure that would enable various research projects to enter, store, and retrieve their personal data as easily independent and stable as possible, and as well to make this data comparable and retrievable over all projects. So, that is why a few visionaries applied for and were funded since 2009 by the German Research Foundation, the DFG. Also, this support will last until 2015, so we are close to the end, more or less. We are integrated into the department, the electronic life of the academy, TELODA, and consists of 3 scholars and currently 3 students. But before I explain the actual work of the PDR, let me position the PDR within the field of prosopography with the help of 2 quotes, both from this source. As you all have seen around here, I'm sorry to do it, yeah. So I'm the first one to be quoted. Yeah. So as such, prosopography is a system for organizing molecules, gas, data in such a way that they acquire additional significance by revealing connections and patterns influencing historical process. To achieve such significance, the data sets can be thought of being factories, as referred. So there's another quote. From Diane Smith, the factory was to refer to an assertion about an individual in the source, presented in the source as true, rather than struggling over terminology and whether these assertions were true and therefore facts. This allowed us to record factoids from the source without establishing their positivist truth. Their connection to reality may be in doubt, but they are historical facts by virtue of being contained within a primary source. So for us, this meets the essential idea of our project, but we extend and interpret it a little bit further. So to gain insight into connections and patterns, it requires the possibility to capture data fragmentarily and to relate these fragments to each other. And that is the factory approach for us, and we call it the aspects. But you're going to see it later. So the capturing and relating should be supplemented by the use of a classification to enhance semantic meaning. Plus, naming the sources is mandatory. And that is the way to not lose context and semantics. So in the end, as I told you before, the scholar decides about the trust, or about trust, relevance and interpretation of the data contained in the repository. So we are also not trying to interpret anything at all. We're doing no reduction on the reduction. Redaktion? How are you saying?
Redaction.
Whatever. On the data. Because there's so many. No. Yeah, sorry, I didn't get the word right. So, what is it then what we do finally? Well, as already indicated, we are doing research on an appropriate, that means fitting for prosopographical work, flexible and alternative way of structuring, storing, and retrieving personal data. And this results in an infrastructure that enables us to finally weave a network of prosopographical repositories and build a possibly interdisciplinary research platform. So, and also at this point, I would like to stress the PDR attempts to be an instrument for work with and on personal data in general. The offered services enable projects to handle their data in their specialized focus with their questionnaire and their context. So therefore, we don't differentiate between biographical, prosopographical, or however focused project. So we're not strict on this terminology so far. So let us turn back to the components the PDR builds on, the data model, repository, and applications. Our data model is structured like this. Although the focus is theoretically, on the person, the person object does not contain any content information, but identifies. Any statement made about the person is written down in so-called aspect. That's your factor. The information originates from a source that makes a statement about the person, and the source can be qualified in priority. The content of the statement is related to education, biography, family, occupation, or any other kind of category. This category semantically classifies the aspect, and through this, the statement. Within an aspect, you can mark up further fragment parts of the statement, like birthplace or birth date, occupation again, institution, or any other type. So, that means the classification used for categorizing will finally decide about comparability and connectivity. But in general, the projects can use their own classification and don't have to follow default categories. So hence, you have a person object, aspects that point to it, and sources proving scientific trustworthiness. Both aspects and sources can reference to each other, to various persons, aspects, or sources. By this, redundancy in a net is reduced, and a net of semantic information is created. And to mention, by the way, it's all based in XML, the data model itself. So let me explain the idea of our data model with the help of Johann Schlitzer, that was the name, as we got some data from you even before. So this schematic graph is not a beauty, but I hope it makes it all a little bit understandable. So imagine, first of all, that you already created a person object having those ideas. You can see here the PDR ID for sure within the repository, your own project ID, authority files, like for example the German authority file, and you just add it within the person object. Then you might have the assertion matriculation at University of Rostock on January 1626. You put it into an aspect in the category education. You mark up, those are the highlighted ones, Rostock as place, January 1626 as date, and University of Rostock as university. And as you have a source for all of this, you have Rostock 364, that's the exact place where you can find the quote or whatever, as the reference. And you go further on, like held various manual appointments at Brandenburg Court in the category occupation, for example, and at the reference Urkunde. Then you have the information born in Mecklenburg, and categorize it as biography. Here it happens that both statements originate from the source Urkunde. It's not a very general source, for sure, but imagine it's a very informative source. It originates both from this source, and you relate the previous applied reference also to the biographical statement. Now again, imagine you already created a person object that represents Adolf Friedrich, and found a statement concerning both the brothers. Therefore, you relate one aspect to both person objects. And following this structure, you would go on to create the information. Okay, so now I have to get through all it again.
Can I ask a question while coming back up again? Can you use secondary sources in there as well?
Yeah.
So if, for instance, Schlese is thinly referenced in the secondary literature, but meaningful and important information can be gleaned from that, you can include that at that point in the system.
Well, also we are open to what kind of source it might be. You can actually build your own bibliography and use it within your workspace for your project. So it doesn't matter at all what kind of material it is. Also databases and everything like this we can include.
It's even possible to have James as source.
James told me. James told me.
And the scholar can decide if you trust James or not.
Yes.
Right. So, but for sure, not only the very detailed approach of structuring pieces of information as aspects essential to our work at the PDR. Also, using the infrastructure of a repository allows the storing and retrieving of data under the same conditions and prerequisites for diverse projects. So, pretty short, we are able to ingest a variety of materials. By converting them into our data model, we are able to output and exchange data in different formats. We offer publishing services for visualizations or web services. And for sure, we also have our nice client software called the Archive Editor. So that's really short, but I suppose you all know somehow repository works. So the repository itself, roughly explained, is structured like this. It consists of the three parts of a database, an index, and connectors. So it's all pretty the same as you all know. So we call it the PDR Allies. You can't see the common interface connector down there. That's the central part to our repository. They're called the PDR Allies, and they provide the connectivity for external applications of any kind and synchronize the access to the database and the Solar Index. Thereby, because of the modelized parts of the repository, it enables software developers to control every single part or develop own solutions for the actual process of data storage and queries. One example of connected to our repository is the PDR interface tool. These are just screenshots built on PHP. You can use this restricted access at the moment for extracting or retrieving data from the database. We use it as a connector for the web front end and provides a search mask for the different object types and tools for visualization. And here you see now, well, pretty okay, a screenshot of our web front end that is for sure not yet finished. It's a crucial and difficult topic to develop an adequate front end for this very ambitious and complex system. So please be patient with us. It's not really, funny to work on it. There are some things we can show later on, but just for sure. Yeah, and finally, we developed a continuous improvement of the client software Archive Editor that helps you to enter and retrieve your data within your own workspace. It's also just a screenshot. The workflow and the functionalities reflect the data model as they allow you to create person objects, aspects, and reference objects, and to mark up further down within the aspects content. There are tools integrated like a connector to the German National Library to automatically suggest and add the German authority file to your data. This tool is called Concurrent Service. Furthermore, two web services automatically recognize place and time data within a statement and is integrated into the workflow in the Archive Editor. And they are called PDR Places and PDR Dates, as easy. So needless to say, everything we show you here and the components are all open source, so free to use. So that brings me to the conclusion of my presentation today. Let me briefly summarize what I have reported to you. The theory. We aim at being an adequate infrastructure for the handling of personal data. We extracted a theory from the prosopographical research, but we don't act to no extent exclusive to any other kind of science dealing with personal data. The flexible data model. The overall goal of the model is to enable data to be contradictory, fragmentary, arguable, or true, while still remaining within the research context and by this being context-sensitive, interpretable. The person aspect and reference object can reference to each other, and the person object does not contain its content information within itself. So all this makes the flexibility of our data model. The modular repository architecture serves as a central access to the data and can be adapted by any other developer that needs even only parts of the whole infrastructure. And the Archive Editor and the other services rank as a very innovative and unique applications within the field of prosopographical research. Especially the Archive Editor gained acknowledgement by, for example, European infrastructure projects as Diarrhea, or in practical use, as in the case with Musici, a research project about musicians in Italy in 1615 to 1750. So, as I said, we are an ongoing project still, and we still have our things to do. And especially we already thought about how to extend our data model. And it goes for the generic object types. Person is not enough anymore. We also have to integrate the artifact, the event, the place, and something like that. So it's going to be extended. It's not extended yet and for sure not implemented. So also please be patient with us. So the website, as I said, for sure, it has to be improved and extended, so the use of our data within the repository will be really fun to do. So for sure, also the connectors, so we can get connected to other repositories and other projects, is at least to have our German authority file and the connector finished, and for sure the extension to RDF connector. That's also a standard today. So also the cooperations we already initiated, we would like to substantiate, because right now we can't say we're going to go on a really big, huge cooperation, because we don't know what happens after 2015. So, and you always have to have this in mind and just do what you already have and make it better. So thank you so much, and thank you for inviting us. And we are happy to see and to hear that the PDR arouses obviously interest around at least Europe. So, yeah, thank you very much.